Praise God. Well, today we're going to go in a little bit different direction. It is Thanksgiving. We're just going to focus, stir ourselves up in some of these areas. But let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you so much that we get together with your people and fellowship. We give you glory and honor and praise. Lord, we thank you for your holy written word. We thank you for your spirit. Lord, we didn't just come this morning just to hear a nice message and to sing some songs. Lord, we came here to hear from you, to be nourished and fed from your word and by your spirit. And Lord, your word says that if two of us agree as touching anything on this earth, it would be done for us. And Lord, you said, or the Apostle Paul prayed for unction, for boldness to speak your word. And Lord, so we do that same thing. We agree and ask you this morning as touching this. We ask you for utterance, for unction in the Holy Spirit, that I would speak your words, for boldness to speak your word as I ought this morning. I would flow with you, speak exactly what we need to hear this morning. Lord, you know where we're at. You know where we're going. You know what we need. And so we yield to you. We ask you, I ask you just to speak through me as I yield to you. And Lord God, we open our hearts wide to you this morning. Lord, we ask you to open our eyes. We ask you for ears that hear and eyes that see, hearts that understand your word. Lord, we say that we'll yield to you this morning. As the word comes forth, we choose to yield our will to you. We choose to yield our understanding to you. And we say we'll be doers of the word by your strength and by your grace. And Lord, we say that we'll yield to you and we'll be blessed because of that. And we'll give you glory and honor and praise as we're doers of the word, because your word says that. We say that we're going to come up. We'll leave here different than when we came in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's go ahead and turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5. First Thessalonians 5. Verse 16. On your sheet too. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Somebody said, well, I don't know what God's will is for me. Well, you know one part of it. Right here. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So you know part of the will of God is right here. In everything, give thanks. You don't need a word of God, a word from God, to know this. Didn't say for everything. You're not supposed to be thankful for the devil's work, for things that are going on that aren't God's will in your life. See, some people misinterpret. They say, well, you just thank God for everything. You know, thank God that you're sick. Thank God that you're, you know, something terrible has happened because they believe it's all the will of God. No, that's not true. But in everything, give thanks. You can thank God in the middle of something and give him thanks even though you're going through a tough time, even though you're going through something that's pushing on you. Praise God. Let's go ahead and read a few more of these scriptures, and then I believe we'll say a few more things, but I want to read a couple of these. Why don't you go, let's just put them up on the screen and look on our sheet here, just because it'll be a little easier that way. Ephesians 5. Verse 1, it's on your sheet. Ephesians 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ has also loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather, what? Giving of thanks. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy 3, 1. Let's go ahead and look at it on your sheet, and then we'll get it up there on the screen too. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Let's go over to Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God and were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Let's just read a few more. I'm doing this a little bit different. We're going to read through these scriptures, and then we're going to expound on some of this, okay? Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go over to Colossians 3, verse 16. We're just going to stir ourselves up today regarding giving thanks. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. One more, Philippians 4, 6. We'll probably get to the other ones, but we're going to hit on these and then say a few things. Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. So there's a number of scriptures on giving of thanks, thanking God. Now we're going into, like I said, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday. And I tell you what, in my estimation, this holiday is starting to be overlooked more. I mean, yeah, everybody gets together, but like I said earlier, November 1st, they're looking to Christmas. Why? Because of the commercial part of it. People don't buy, I mean, you buy food, but there's not all the gifts and everything associated with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, what was it based on? Giving thanks to who? God. Well, they were just flying right over that in this day and age, a lot of people. Giving thanks for what? We'll be thankful, but you know, I mean, all the different religions. When you talk about Thanksgiving and the way it happened, of course, that's being distorted and taught different and all that stuff, the way it came about. But we're talking about giving thanks to God. And like I said, that's just being flown over. Like, well, you know, yeah, it's just this, we get together, but give thanks for what? Give thanks to whom? Well, it's to God for all He's done. And I want you to see, you know, as we're getting into this thing, the world is not thankful. The world does not have a thankful attitude. People in general, our society in general, they're not thankful. We as a people are not thankful anymore. As much. It's more entitlement. You owe it to me. I should have it. Now, somebody said this, you can't be gracious to somebody who thinks they deserve it. You're being kind and gracious, and somebody thinks that's the way you ought to be, when really, that's not what they deserve at this point. You're being kind to them. You're going out of your way to show them kindness and be gracious, and they think, well, that's what you ought to do. And they're oblivious. Oblivious to the fact that they're being obnoxious. We got a lot of that in this society. A lot of it. People are oblivious to other people. They are not thankful for anything. Think that, you know, you do something for them or something is done for them, give me more. Not thankful. And that's not godly. And it's not godly when we're not thankful for what we have. So let's just look, you know, we can put these on the screen too, but I'm really going to focus on the sheet because I'm going to bounce around some here. But we read, so 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks. In everything. So that means as you're going through life, we ought to have this mindset of giving thanks. I'll come back to that, but okay, let's go into Ephesians 5:4 there. In verse 1, he says, be imitators of God, and then he says a bunch of stuff not to do. Verse 3 says, but fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be even named among you as is fitting for saints. See, as is fitting for saints. Was he talking about specific people in the church? No, he's talking about all of us that are in the kingdom of God. We're saints. You know, it's not saint so-and-so. That's a religious thing. You know, if you look over and over at the beginnings of these epistles, it'll say, to the saints. That's us. You say it's to the saints at Andover Christian Center. Well, that's us. Is that some specific people? No. Number one, these people hadn't died, and the way they make all this kind of, you know, process, he's got to die and they have to do this stuff and then they get promoted to saint, you know, whatever. No, these people were alive. They were there. It's to the saints. It's to you and me. We're saints. You could say, I'm a saint. Your husband or wife may look at you and say, well, no, you got to, that's what the Word of God says. So we have to agree with what the Word says. We are in the kingdom of God. It says, let these other things not be named among you, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting. They're not fitting for us to do these things. But rather, giving of thanks. So instead of this other stuff, we're supposed to be thanking Him, thanking God, not He said, these other things, they're not fitting. Foolish talking, coarse jesting, not these aren't fitting for a child of God, for a saint. And we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, so we have to yield to Him in the middle of stuff. But go ahead, we'll circle in here. There's some stuff that I got to get it out right here. But 2 Timothy 3, so we're talking about, just to start off, some of the way the world is. Look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. So he just talked about some behavior here. It's not fitting for saints. We're supposed to be giving thanks. We're supposed to be giving thanks. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Now look at these things. People are. You read this description and you can clearly see it in the society we live in. They will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Check, 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 check. Huh? Blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I like that. That's in this list. Disobedient, because people think, that's just my kid. No, it's ungodly. It's not godly. We have this take today that, well, kids are just, you know, that's just the way they are. Boy, they just go to the nth degree with it now. Well, they want to do this, they want to do that. That's okay, that's just them. No, you as the parent, we as parents are supposed to have something to do with their behavior. Amen. They have a guide for a reason. Because the Bible says children left to themselves, they're going to make a mess of everything. They don't know, they're just going to follow their little flesh. It feels good, you know, I'm going to eat the whole box of candy. And three more. Because it tastes good. Right? I'm going to watch 6 movies in a row. And then I'm going to start a 7th. Because I like watching it. It feels good. I'll just sit here. I don't want to get up and go to school or do anything. They need somebody to say, turn it off. Put the box of candy away. You get this much today. Well, I want more. You get this much. Teach them discipline. But disobedient kids, just, they're not thankful. I'm talking about in the world, just disobedient. Don't listen to authority. I mean, you as an adult don't mean anything now to a lot of kids. You can walk in. It used to be, I mean, you didn't do certain things. I mean, I'm not that old. But when I was growing up, I mean, there was a respect for people that were older than you. And other parents and other, you called them Mrs. something and Mr. and disobedient. This is a sign of our society today. But notice right in the next thing, unthankful. Unthankful. See, in the last days, perilous times will come. When you just look at this list, which one of them doesn't apply? People are not thankful. And we're not supposed to be like this. We're stirring ourselves up this morning and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to be like that. I'm a saint. I'm going to be yielding to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God says, in everything, give thanks. Well, that's not easy. But we can do it. Unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. This is what our society looks like. I mean, and we're still relatively on the earth, still a good society here in the U.S., but it has changed a lot. And it's going in the wrong direction. Thank God there are some things that are turning, but they're also just with the way the certain parts of the culture and the indicators of the culture are going, it's not good. But the unthankful part, notice, in this list is just being thankful. is a note is something that a godly person does, and it's something being unthankful is something that people that are just giving into all these other things, being blasphemers. And then it says unthankful. I don't want to have anything to do with that. You? You want anything to do with this list? It's not godly. Look at Romans 1:18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now notice this. Verse 18, let's go back to verse 18. "For the wrath of God," now we're not going to just, this isn't going to be all, I don't think, heavy. We're just starting here. We're coming to some more stuff, okay? Just bear with me. We're not, this isn't supposed to be super heavy. But there are some things. The earth, the world, the people without God are getting darker. And we don't want to have anything to do with that behavior. And there is part of what we're talking about, being thankful, it's a different behavior, and it is more important than a lot of people think.
Amen.
It's an indicator. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So it's saying that God's attributes, even that those that are invisible, because we can't see him, they're clearly seen in the creation of the world. For since the creation of the world, his attributes are seen, even his eternal power and Godhead. It says, "They are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God." And what's the next part? "Nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were" what? "Darkened." So even though God is manifest, and he is, in the world, in the creation, people can look at that, not glorify God, and they're not thankful. Well, thankful to who? They're not thankful to him. They're not thankful, don't acknowledge God for anything. He's not responsible for anything. There's a lot of people that are bitter. They don't like God. And they tell everybody else. And they blaspheme. But notice what goes right with that. They're not thankful. They're not thankful. They're not thankful to him for all he has done. That's not a good thing. Notice the next part. They weren't thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know there's darkness in complaining and when you're grumbling and not giving glory to God, there's darkness there. It won't lead you anywhere good. When you're complaining about what is, and I just don't have this, and I don't have that, and why isn't this working? It's darkness, because there's no light there. You're complaining about what you see, and you're looking for the negative instead of glorifying God for what is good. And this is how people go in the wrong direction. Don't glorify him. Don't be thankful for him, to him. But we don't have to be that way. We can yield to the right thing. Philippians 2, verse 14. It says, "Do all things" what? "Without complaining and disputing." that you may be blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, what? In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Because we are. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, this is different. This is different behavior. Godly behavior. And godly shines when it's dark. When there's darkness around, godly behavior shines. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. See, he said, do all things without complaining, without disputing. We read in the text that we have, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the first scripture on your sheet, in everything give thanks. Well, if you're giving thanks in everything, you're not complaining. Now, I'm not saying this is easy. I'm not saying that's what your flesh wants to do. This isn't to beat anybody up because we've all complained. Huh? But that's not acting like who we are as children of God. It's not yielding to the right thing. It's actually yielding to darkness. And, he says, in everything give thanks. Well, that would include everything. All the time. It's not easy. You say, well, you know, such and such happened. Well, I have a right to get upset. Well, you could get upset, but it's not going to help you. It doesn't ever help. It may feel good to your flesh for a while, but at the end of the day, when you calm down, it's darkness. You feel darker than when you started. And we all have challenges in this area. Giving of thanks, in everything give thanks. Well, like I said, it's not for everything. Certain things happen. You're not thankful that this happened. But in the middle of it, we can still praise God. Now, if we're just going to talk like this is, you know, some real light thing, well, let's just praise God. I mean, when we praise God, we just praise God all the time. I mean, let's get down to real life. There is stuff that's going to happen that's the last thing you want to do is give thanks. There are words that want to come out of your mouth, but they are not giving thanks. Huh? And it's with all of us. But we have a choice. Because we just read, you know, how many scriptures, and there's more. His will for us, we just look at this one. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, if this is the will of God, then we can do it. We can do it. Praise God. We can do it. We can choose. I didn't say we felt like it. See, feeling like it's a whole different thing. If we just do it all we feel like all the time, we're not going to get very far. Because there's going to be a whole lot of times we feel like doing something else. But the will of God for us is giving thanks in everything. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. We can thank Him. But there is stuff that's going to push on you, and you're going to be tempted. You don't want to give thanks. You don't want to thank God. You don't want to praise God. And you don't have to. I don't have to. We can choose not to. We can choose to get mad. We can choose to be frustrated. And how will that help us? But really, we're acting like people without God. We're acting like the world. We're acting like this dark generation. Huh? We can worship and praise Him even when stuff's going on, and we can say, nope, thank God. You don't feel like it. And I'm not just talking about just religiously doing it, although if you'll do it, it's way better than letting other things come out of your mouth. You know, people have all kinds of habits. Look, I worked on a construction crew in college. You know, I did trim carpentry for a while and was, you know, every other word. Certain four-letter words. Many in a row. I mean, just a litany of it. You can have a habit, and it's a habit. You can break it, but it's not a good path to go down. Well, you can have a, even if it's just a habit, it's much better to say thank God and have that coming out of your mouth than some other stuff. But when you're doing it on purpose and something's pushing on you, but you're going to say, no, thank God. Praise God. God is good. God is going to work this thing out. God is working this thing out. And thanking Him and glorifying Him. You have to take your focus off the situation and put it onto Him. And be thankful to Him. And just doing that, you're putting your flesh down. Now that's being thankful for what He's done, glorifying instead of looking at the negative, looking at the thing that is not going right, and then being thankful for what is. In everything, give thanks. Because this is the will of God for you. We read, do not do all things without complaining and disputing. Well, it goes right hand in hand. It's easy. Anybody can complain. Some people think they're anointed to like find faults with stuff. You know, they're discerning. That's nonsense. You don't need any special anointing to be critical. Everybody can be critical. It is so easy to be critical, to find what's wrong in your life, to find what's wrong with somebody else, find what's wrong with your spouse, to find what's wrong with your children. But it takes somebody that's strong and mature to thank God and to find the good and to bring up the atmosphere. Anybody can pollute the atmosphere. Boy, it's so easy. Isn't it? Easy. In this world, oh man, all you have to do, you see what everybody else is doing, you just do the same thing. And they're just complaining. It's good that everybody's complaining, not thankful. That's not godly. That's not how we're supposed to be. And it makes you miserable. It makes the people around us miserable. But we can yield to Him. We can yield to Him. Give thanks. If He says it's the will of God for us, then it's the will of God for us. Then we can do it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Go back over to Ephesians 5:20. Ephesians 5:20. It says, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. Now, like I said, you're not giving thanks for the thing if it's negative to God, per se, but in the midst of that, you're giving thanks. Even if something You have to look at the situation right. You're not thankful that thing came into your life, but even in the midst of that, God can turn it around. God can bring you over it. In the midst of it, He can turn it. It's not easy, but it can be done. Otherwise, it's telling us to do something that we can't do. A parallel verse in Colossians 3, verse 17. Now we'll go back to 16. Colossians 3:16. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Whatever you do in word or deed. Well, that would include pretty much everything, right? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Giving thanks to Him. Giving thanks to Him. Hallelujah. Thankful. Thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for. You say, "Well, there's these things going on in my life." Yeah, well, focus on what Jesus has done for you and be thankful for that, because that's how we get from what is to what can be through Him and has been provided through Him. If you're looking at what you have, then you're not going to be receiving what He has done for you. You're just looking at what is, and if it's not what you want it to be, you're focusing on that, and you can be ungrateful and unthankful and stay right there. But it takes faith to look past what is and say, "But Jesus did this." And if you can't find anything that you think to be thankful, just be thankful that you're saved. And start there and just say, "Thank God." You know, as bad as whatever it is, in so many years, I'm going to be in heaven. And all this will be a distant memory. If you can't think in that you're right with God now, if you were to die right now, you would go to heaven right now. If you can't find, you don't think you can find anything else to be thankful for, you start right there and just start thanking God for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you that I am a citizen of heaven. Lord, there is going to come a day when all this junk's going to be behind us. Woo, I can't wait till all the pain, any pain that I've experienced in any area of my life, it's over, it's gone, it's distant. There won't be any tears there. There won't be any suffering. There won't be any devil. Lord, I'm going to have a mansion. Lord, it's going to be peace. The Son of God Himself is the light.
Hallelujah.
I'll have a body that doesn't ever wear out.
Amen.
That is strong. That doesn't need sleep. That is completely, made for eternity. Get to fellowship with you, get to see loved ones. I get to fellowship with with other people I know. I get to be in the peace and the presence of Almighty God. You start thinking about that, that'll lift you.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll bring you to other things. You can say, you start thinking, "Wait a minute, that God, He's in me." And you can start thanking for what He has done now. What has He provided? Thank you, Lord, that I'm filled with the Spirit of God. The Almighty Creator lives within me. And you can go from one thing to another being thankful. It can change your whole outlook, change your perspective. It's a powerful thing. But giving, when we're unthankful, it's dark. It's just like somebody turned the lights off. And it'll just get darker. You yield to being, well, but there's this and there's that, and I can't get this. And you basically, the gist of it is, I can't be happy until all these things are fixed. Well, in life, I mean, people talk about having all your ducks in a row. You know, you try to get all the ducks over here in a row, and the other ones are getting out of line. You try to get these out of line. I mean, very rarely is everything all aligned perfectly in your life. That's not a bad confession. I'm just saying, we get something sewed up here, but there's a challenge here. And you deal with that challenge, and there's something over here. It's the same for everybody. But it makes a difference how we look at it. And if we're going to be thankful in the middle of it, we can be thankful for what we do have in the middle of it. If we're waiting for it all to be level and perfect, we'll wait our whole lives and be miserable on the way. Being dark. Allowing darkness to come in. Yielding to these things, not like a saint, not like a Christian, not like one that's been born again, not like one that's been redeemed, but like people that have no hope. But we're not in that category. We have hope.
Amen.
We just talked about it a little bit. I mean, worst case, everybody in this room, if Jesus does not come back, worst case, everybody in here, you're out of here in 120 years. And it's a lot less than that for most people. I mean, in here, you know, I'm pushing it. You could say, you know, not much less than that. You'd cover everybody for sure because we have a few young people. But most of us, you know, we could say 100 for sure. We could say 80, maybe say 50, maybe less. And it's over. The worst thing you'll ever experience is gone. And you're in eternity with Him. Now, I'm not saying you look past what He can do in this life. But if you think there's just nothing to be thankful for, we start there. Then we start looking. And if it's going to be like that, what has He done for me already? And I start looking at what His Word says. Now we start getting in the place where we can start receiving some of these things now. But we have to lift our head up past the junk and start looking up. And start being thankful. And He did not give us a pass at any time where it's okay to grumble and complain and to be unthankful. That's never okay. It's never okay. There's never a time where it's just like, well, you know, forget it. This is just too much. Okay, here, you have a free pass, you know, like one of those homework passes. Today, you can complain. It's not about whether you can or not. God loves us too much to let you do that. It's not the way we ought to live. It's not going to help us. I mean, this thing we're talking about is much bigger. Being thankful and what, you know, we talk about thanksgiving, we're talking about giving glory to God. We're talking about faith. We're talking about glorifying, looking past something that is and being thankful for what He's done, what He will do, and choosing to lift up. Choosing to brighten up. And the world doesn't want to hear it. The world wants to complain and say, yeah, but there's so much suffering in the world. How dare you be happy? How dare you be thankful? Don't you understand what's going on? Yeah, there's a lot of bad, but there's a lot of good going on too. It's not going to help the people that are suffering. A lot of those people could come up if they would start doing what God has said and look up. Instead of looking down.
Amen.
This will bring people up. As long as we look down, it's not going to go anywhere. He said, in everything, give thanks. Let's look at a few more scriptures on your sheet, and then we'll wrap up for the day. Just stirring ourselves up what He has said. It's a simple thing, but it's also a decision. Every moment, it's a decision that we're going to be thankful. And again, we're not saying this is easy. We're not saying, you know, just as some religious thing. Let's all act like there aren't any problems. Let's act like, you know, life's just bed of roses and it's all great. No, we're talking about when there are challenges, then we need to look at Him. We need to thank Him in the middle of that. Because if it doesn't work in the middle of that, and it just works when everything's real airy and only for people that really have a pretty good life anyway, then what's the use? What happens if you do have something heavy coming into your life? What are you going to do? This will raise us up. He said, in everything, give thanks. Well, that would mean even if there's something pushing on you. Amen? Let's just go on your sheet. Philippians 4:6, we read this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In everything. You don't know what to do? You go to Him, but with prayer and supplication, but praising Him, with thanksgiving, thanking Him. Psalm 95, verse 2, it says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Just read, you know, you're feeling heavy, go read some Psalms. That'll lighten the atmosphere. Just reading Psalm 100. You know, we have a song that's just those words put to music. That will raise you, lift your spirits. Psalm 107:21 says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Notice that. Oh, that men would give thanks. Oh, that men would give thanks. We have a choice. We have a choice. We have a choice. If we're waiting for the feeling to come, we've missed it. No, we have a choice right now, today. You can leave here and be doing what we're talking about. We can all be thanking God. This week, we can be thanking Him. We can be thankful for what He has done, what He's going to do, and just walk out. That brings strength. I'm not going to get into it, but you can be strong that way. Strength. Yeah, but you don't know what I have in my life. It doesn't matter. I don't know what you have in your life. I don't know everything about it, what everybody's facing, but I do know the Bible's true. And I do know all the verses that we've read apply regardless. And so we got to quit magnifying what we're facing and start magnifying Him and His Word. Well, you just don't know. I mean, this is heavy. Yeah, but God's Word is greater and weightier. His Word will help you through the heaviest stuff. In fact, that's what you need to make it through the heavy stuff. Glorifying Him, putting your focus on Him who can take you over the heavy thing. We have a choice. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. 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 Yeah, we're praising Him continually. Thank God for who You are. We worship You, Lord. You're helping in this situation. You are a good God. Philippians 4:4 is familiar. Familiar just doesn't cut it, though. We got to put it into practice. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. How much of the time?
Always.
Does that sound like in everything give thanks?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. We can do it.
Yes.
What if it's raining? Can we still do it?
Yes.
What if it's cold? Can we still do it?
Yes.
But I just don't feel like it. Again, if we're going to wait till we have a goosebump and then, well, it's not going to help much, because when you need it the most, you don't have any goosebumps.
Amen.
You have other kind of feelings. I just don't feel like it now. Well, what's going to change to where you feel like it? Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Continually just offering up the sacrifice of praise. That means you may not necessarily feel like it at times, but we can praise him. We can give him glory. Well, I don't like, you know, this circumstance. We can complain about our jobs. I tell you what, I've been out of a job at times, and there's, when you don't have a job, that is a bad feeling. But you can thank God. So when you have one, you're thankful. And in the midst of it, you can thank God. You can say, well, thank God. Thank God. Well, I don't like my boss. Well, thank God you have a boss.
Amen.
And in the midst, in the in-between time, you can be thankful that it'll be behind you. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever the challenge is, it'll be behind you. That, if you'll just see yourself past the situation, that'll do you good. Because the enemy will try to say, this is forever. And try to get you to focus on the current situation. And this is exactly what we're talking about. In everything, you be thankful for what you have, where you're at. You be thankful for what you do have, where you're at. Instead of looking at the thing that is out of place, negative, be thankful for the other. That doesn't mean you're acting like everything is perfect. You know it's not perfect. But you can be thankful in spite of it. You can do the word in spite of it. And if we'll do what the word says, we'll have what the word says.
Amen.
But it's a choice. It's a choice this week. And we get to walk out of here, and it's like, you know, we're in lab time. You know that? Like, you know, when you take a science course, you have the theory, and then you get to go do the practical. You get to go have a lab, and you get to do the experiments. Well, guess what? You don't have to wait till Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, you know, in the science department to have your lab time. You get to, as soon, even right now, but as soon as you walk out of here, guess what? We get to practice. If you can't say anything else, like Brother Hagin used to say, something comes up, you can say, well, thank you, Lord, that this is just another opportunity to prove that your word works.
Amen.
This thing comes up, well, we're going to prove that God's word works again. You don't feel like saying that, but you can be thankful that, well, here we go again. Yeah, but I don't want to have to prove it works. I just don't want to have to deal with that. Well, thank God it works. Thank God his word's true. Yeah, but I don't want to have to deal with it. Well, you and everybody else. But here we go. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
It'll be a good week. Good week. You say, I don't know. You don't know who I'm going to see on Thursday. Well, in everything. Give thanks. Huh? We can still be thankful. We can still glorify Him. We can still be positive. Amen.